From San Francisco, welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. Our guest today is Jacob Needleman. He's author of The Heart of Philosophy. He is himself a philosopher. Perhaps that's a very lofty title to ascribe to anyone, but based on this beautiful book, which comes in a line of wonderful commentaries and heartfelt observations about the spiritual self-inquiry of man in the form of a series of books that he's done, including The New Religions and A Sense of the Cosmos, I think it's fair to say that Jacob Needleman has a touch of the philosopher in him. In The Heart of Philosophy, you refer to the need to heal a profound division in man between the wish for being, I guess sort of the philosophical urge to understand oneself, and man's psychological, social needs. Mm-hmm. How does one heal that division?
Well, first, there's two impulses in human nature. One is an impulse toward being, toward unity, toward that which transcends everything that we see in our ordinary perceptions. It's an impulse toward the higher, if you like. It's an impulse to understand and be connected to the source of everything in the universe and in oneself. In religious language, it's an impulse toward God. In philosophical language, it's an impulse toward being or the absolute. And then there are other impulses in man, impulses which have to do with our physical survival, with our social life, with our security, our health, our everyday happiness, our organization of our life in a everyday practical sense. Those are two different kinds of impulses. They represent two separate currents in human nature, which have always been spoken of in the great traditions. So man has got two sides to him, angel and animal. He's a two-natured being. So, and he is, as it were, his place in the great chain of nature, universe, is that he has these two things in him which he needs to keep together and in balance in this life. And he's a contradiction. Man is a contradiction, and he has to live that contradiction and keep those two contradictory currents in some connection with each other. So the first step toward healing that breach is to be aware of it. We are not aware of it, mostly. We live in only one of these currents, and the other one, the other impulse, is never heard from after we get past a certain age. The sense of something beyond the everyday practical life is squashed. It's called unrealistic. It's called abstract. It's called idealistic. It's called sentimental. It's given all kinds of bad names. Or it's identified as being something where it isn't. It masks, for example, a wish to be a fear of loneliness can masquerade as a spiritual impulse. One goes to religious and social, religious groups or one or another in order just to meet people rather than to search. So, in other words, the first thing is to recognize there are these two currents, and then that's difficult. And then the next step after that would be to actually experience those two. Now that's beyond philosophy. But philosophy can inform you about these two things, so it can enter into your thinking. And once it enters into your thinking well, then you can begin to be interested in actually experiencing it. So the healing of the breach is a matter for inner work, not for philosophical speculation. But the understanding that there is this two-ness in human nature is very much a part of philosophy's task. There's a reality, a real self, and a social self. There's a reality and the appearance. There are all these dualisms, which are really creative dualisms. There's a kind of sentimental spirituality which it goes around saying all is one. All is one. Well, it is one at a very deep level. But we are not at that level. And before we can reach the oneness, we have to suffer and experience the two-ness.